When you game with Alienware, you have the freedom to be anyone, whether it's a smooth-sounding narrator or the galaxy's most feared warrior, and the freedom to go anywhere in nearly an instant. So no matter who you choose to be or where you choose to go, Alienware empowers you to defy boundaries and find freedom. Elevate your gameplay with the new Alienware X-Series laptops with 11th-gen Intel Core processors. Defy boundaries and start gaming now at Alienware.com.
Hey, everybody.
This is Kim.
And this is Cal. And you're listening to Shiny Things. So what's new?
Not a lot with me, but my news is your news.
I got the job, bitches!
Yay for Kelly! So happy for you, Kelly.
Me too. Actually, now all that money I spent on school, especially grad school, will be put to good use. Not that I haven't been using it, but this is what I actually went to school for.
Yeah, but this is exactly what you went to school for, so.
I'm so excited.
It's got to be really exciting to be doing something that you've always wanted to do.
It is, and it's kind of one of those, it was not like a niche type degree to get, but it's like finally people are recognizing that you need preparedness with outbreaks and things like that. So
I think that the whole COVID thing brought that to the forefront of people.
Yeah.
You know, realizing how important it is.
Yeah, I remember. Remember we were joking around when it first started and I was like, I just ordered a bunch of stuff from Amazon because I'm not going to the store. And, you know, and I stocked up because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen if we're going to be in our houses. We're going to be quarantined. So.
And honestly, I thought it was an overreaction because my husband, Frank, did the same thing, going to the store and stocking up on all kinds of stuff. And I thought the two of you were overreacting. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's my favorite saying, my favorite meme from the beginning. The kid I just hired to clean up poop in my backyard just realized I don't have a dog. Hashtag out of toilet paper.
Oh my God, I hope that never happens. If that happens.
That's why I buy extra and keep it on hand now because, again, I didn't realize that toilet paper was going to be the thing.
Yeah, it's a hot commodity.
Apparently.
Well, I went to the store yesterday, and I couldn't believe how many shelves were empty and very sparse. Like, when you normally go in and stock a shelf, you're stocking it. They were just pulling everything from the back to the front. There was a lot of open space there in the back of many items.
Oh, even going to the cafeteria. It's like the coolers are just empty.
That's because there's such a shortage of workers anywhere.
I know.
But nobody wants to talk about COVID.
No.
Even though, you know what, it's almost like an accident. You don't want to look, but you do anyway. And you don't want to talk about COVID, but you do it anyway.
Well, that's like, I love, I could be anywhere and people know me and they'll be like, I have a question. And I'm like, okay. And like, it's a personal question about COVID. I'm like, oh, are you fucking kidding me?
I do that to you at least twice a week.
No, but like, you're upfront about it. You're like, I'm asking you a COVID question. It's not like, hey, I want to sit and chat with you, by the way.
Yeah, it's like, Lauren, I have a question about COVID for Kelly. Ask Kelly. And I'm like, no. You have her number. You text her. I'm saving my free cards. I don't want her to get mad at me.
She's on me on the shit list.
Yeah, but you like talking about that stuff.
I do on the weekends, but like during the week, I'm just like,
leave me be.
Yeah. Like, don't travel. Don't ask me about traveling because I'm going to tell you, don't travel.
Do not go in groups of large amounts of people.
Right.
Not large people, but groups of
people.
Large groups of people.
And wear your mask.
Wear your mask. And for God's sakes, get your shot.
Oh, that was my favorite thing from Facebook this morning. It was like, the Pope is only allowing visitors who are vaccinated. So what kind of religious exemptions can you really claim?
That's what I was going to ask you, Kelly. What the heck? Why are people getting religious exemption? I didn't know any religion was against you, you know, saving your life.
Well, certain Jewish populations are, or I don't know what you'd call them, like branches of the religion. That's why they had that big measles outbreak down in Westchester, because they weren't vaccinated. But even then, it was got so bad that the church was like, no, you guys all need to get vaccinated. So, and then I love how people are like, this is mandated, this is bullshit. I'm like, look, if you've ever gone to school or college,
everybody got their shots when they went to school, yeah, and started their job.
And you know what? And I didn't like get them every like 3 months or whatever. My mom just gave them to me all at once.
Right. Get it over with.
And I did the same for us. I was like, I'm fine.
And honestly, I hope we don't get any kind of hate mail or anything, but sweetie, most of these people are drinking and drugging that don't want their shot. So, I mean, it's okay to put that in your system, but it's not okay to get the shot.
I know. I love the, my favorite is, no, they're putting a microchip in me. And I was like, you're not that interesting. The government really doesn't care. And plus, you have a cell phone?
Yeah, I mean,
that bitch is, Siri's listening to us way more than yeah. anybody else. So,
and if you're not going to get your shot, for Christ's sakes, wear your mask.
Right. Just be cool, man. That's your options. You get the shot or you wear your mask. See, you have freedoms. Just one smarter than the other. That's all.
That's true.
All right. I'll get off my soapbox.
I was just going to say that. Let's get off our soapbox before we make people mad.
Oh, I'm sure they're already heated.
Yeah, I'm sure they're already mad at us for some reason or another. It's
like, we get people salty all the time.
And we haven't actually recorded in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
Well, you went to a wedding.
I did, and I self-quarantined.
So I couldn't come around you, and we like to do our podcast in person.
Yes.
It's way more fun.
It is, but we always get
distracted. Who knows, though? If COVID gets really bad again, we're going to have to do it remotely.
We're just going to make bubbles and we'll just sit in that bubble. We'll each have our own
Did
bubble.
Did you ever have a hamster?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
The little balls that they run around in? I would love to do that.
Game on.
That sounds like fun.
Because we can deflate them to get through walls and like, and then you just puff them up so you can breathe and things like that. That
is so, or we'll do it the boring way. And even though we have our shots and plan on getting our booster, we'll get together every other week and we'll take turns getting the COVID tests just to make sure we're cool.
That's true.
Because then we can still keep seeing each other. I can't be away from my little pixie for that long.
I know, last winter was rough.
I hated last winter. I remember when we saw each other for the first time after like 3 months. We were like little children.
I was like, I need a Kim hug!
We were screaming and squealing. Oh, hopefully it doesn't get to that again.
I can't predict the future, but...
Sure you can.
My crystal ball says it won't get that bad for us, but...
Hope not.
We'll see what happens.
Well, now that you're
going to
be working remote, you really will be in your own little cave, so it'll be a lot safer.
And I still get my groceries delivered to me.
There you go.
And Amazon Prime is a fantastic investment.
I mean, between Amazon deliveries and Walmart deliveries, you really do not need to leave your house.
Well, usually I'm too busy to, so it's, I know, but people bust my chops about it, but.
You were going to say balls.
I did.
Anyway, let's stop being children.
Kelly said balls. So, we do have some true crime updates, though, that have happened since our last recording. First, our Slender Man stabbings, which if you haven't listened to that, that's one of my favorite
episodes.
The
little bitches that attacked that girl with the knife and tried to kill her.
Yeah.
Because a Slender Man told them to.
And that was the episode with the Black Eyed Kids, too.
Oh, I love that one.
Me, too. That was one of my favorite ones. But the Anissa Weir, she's 19 now. She was sentenced in 2019, and they're releasing her from the mental institution.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Thought so. They said she's rehabilitated, and she states that she knows that she has more to work on. But it's like some of the stuff I was reading.
But she's not going to try to kill anybody?
Well, it was kind of like.
Or is that still up in the air?
Yeah. But it's like, did she kill because it was like a gang thing? You know, like gang mentality?
Oh,
like,
almost like, was she influenced?
Yeah.
Like easily persuaded?
Well, I'm easily persuaded for Trulies, but I'm not going to murder somebody.
But I'm not going to make you kill somebody either.
No. It's just like, come watch this boring movie with me. I'll feed you Trulies.
Kelly's a cheap date.
Oh, yeah, and I'll eat garbage, like Taco Bell.
Pizza and Trulies. That's Kelly's favorite meal.
It is. And that's what we're having for lunch if I can get through this.
Yeah, so let's do this.
And then other, I'm sure.
What about the other girl that tried?
She's still in there for now.
Oh, so she's not.
I think this one, if I'm remembering correctly, is the one that was like, I just held her while she stabbed her and that kind of. Yeah. Remember? Because
one is less guilty than the other?
Apparently.
That's not true.
Oh, right.
Good thing I'm not the one laying down the laws.
I can't be a lawyer, a teacher, or a judge.
Or a cop.
Yeah, that could be. So, yeah, those are professions I know. But there's also, at this case, I don't know if you've heard about it, name's Gabby Petito.
Everybody's heard of that.
Okay.
It's awful.
I know. I'm so glad that they were able to find her body, though, and that it wasn't one of those things where, like, they never had that closure.
Yeah.
But now, hopefully they can get the piece of shit fiance.
I hope that little fucker isn't dead.
I don't think he is. The updates was that Dog the Bounty Hunter went to their house.
Yeah, I saw him on, I think it was Entertainment Tonight, banging on the door. Yeah, and they called the cops on him or something.
Yep, and then he went down to the campground where they thought he was, and I guess Dog had found some evidence that he wasn't there. He was there recently or something like that. I don't think he's dead.
So Dog the Bounty Hunter found evidence that the police didn't find.
Well, I think they're looking in the wrong spot.
I don't think he's in Florida at all.
No, me neither.
I think that little bastard took off in the opposite direction. Well, and you know what? I'm on the subject. Those parents.
Shame on them. You. Like,
they know exactly what's going on, and they know exactly where that little bastard is.
And because I think that they threw them off of the scent, so to speak, yep, by sending them into that big forest, I hope that they have to pay for all of those search efforts.
I think they should be arrested.
Yeah.
And they should have to pay for the search efforts, because that's, like, not just a small amount of change.
No, and the area was massive. Mm-hmm. But no, he didn't. They say he left all of his shit home. You can carry cash and you can.
In your pocket.
Exactly.
You don't need your wallet. That little fucker is long gone.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he gets what. I hope that they bring him back and he gets his just dues in prison.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be somebody's bitch. But, and I hope that his parents are too, because.
Yeah, me too.
They're aiding and abetting at this point, I think.
I tell you what, there's no safe place anybody would be able to hide if they did that to my kid.
And just, if you don't have anything. Innocent people don't zip their lips. You know what I mean? Like, right. If they really have. And his sister is all about.
Yeah, helping to find out.
Right. She's like, where the fuck is he?
Yeah.
Because if she knew, I think she would tell us.
I think so too. But it's sad.
It is. And today we're talking about unsolved murders.
Oh dear.
So that's sad too.
Okay.
It's my nervous laugh. Sorry.
Well, they should know us by now.
Yeah, that's true.
We have kind of a screwed up sense of humor.
Right. I did laugh the other day. I saw a kid trip in the gas station.
I'm telling you, I already told you about it. I can't help it. When somebody falls or trips on something, it's hilarious. I don't mean to laugh. No. I can't help it.
No, it's just like that knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid was fine. He got up and was just.
Did you point?
No, I didn't think to point.
I would have, probably. Oh, God. God. We're not right.
No. Don't let us babysit.
I don't want to babysit other kids.
Oh, me neither. So actually, these murders took place in New York. They're called the Linden Murders.
Never heard of it.
Me neither until this. Somehow, oh, bug. There was, in Linden, New York, there was a series of murders that happened. One, the first, it was 1917. The second was in 1922. And the last three were in 1924. So there are some researchers that feel they may have cracked the case. It's still unsolved to this day because nobody's going to be alive to throw the cuffs on them.
True. And they didn't have what we have nowadays.
Right, because I'll get into that about like how they actually had investigation agencies where it wasn't just police doing the work and things like that. So the cases are really brutal, and they happen in the little hamlet of Linden, New York. It's out in Genesee County. And to this day, they still remember these crimes. Like, they were horrific. So on November 12th, 1917, the body of an unknown woman was found on a farmer's property right outside. Some claim to have seen the woman, who they believed was between 25 and 30, walking in the area earlier that day. She had been wearing a big plush black coat, and she had been seen walking with a man. Later that day, the same man was seen walking out of the woods by himself. Her body was discovered on the 15th by farmer Frank Hunt, and the woman had been beaten severely. Police arrived and gave the unknown woman the alias of Ruth, because they didn't want to call her Jane Doe.
Yeah.
So, again, nobody was ever arrested for this, and she was, like, savagely beaten.
They didn't get a description of the man that came out of the woods by himself?
They did, and they went around. They even asked, like, the vagrants and things like that, and they couldn't find anybody. So then 5 years later, on October 17th in 1922, the killer... Well, they believe that these are all together, but they could be separate murders. So the second murder, this was a well-known member of the town. It was 73-year-old Frances Lenora Kimball. She's basically the local spinster. Like, it was prohibition.
Every town has one of those.
I think you have to. It makes life interesting.
Did she make liquor like they did on...
No, she loved the prohibition and was, like, we'll learn later, she was, like, a tattletale, actually.
Yeah.
So, she was all about the prohibition laws. And the lady grew up on a 68... She had a farm where she did grow up on. That was 60 acres. So, I mean, it was huge. And then even though she sounded...
Get stylish, durable flooring for your home that will last a lifetime. And get it installed with help from Lowe's. Get Stainmaster Pet Protect Carpet starting at just $1.99 per square foot. And Pergo Wet Protect Laminate starting at $2.49 per square foot. Both with limited lifetime warranties. Order now, only at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only. See Lowe's.com product detail page for more warranty information.
It's like she wasn't as much fun as we would like. She had been also murdered. Her body was found in the cellar of her home, just like the murder victim before her. She had been beaten to death.
Oh, that's never good.
No. And there's so much time between it. So then a neighbor had gone to Kimball's home about 8 in the morning, and he found that her door was locked and the cows were unmilked. And this was not like her. She was up and out by 6 o'clock milking the cows. So the neighbor told his wife, who called Kimball's best friend. All of them went to the house to look for her. When they didn't find her in the house, they went out to the barn and they still couldn't find her there. The crew actually called the local magistrate, and they came and they all did a proper search. And when the magistrate arrived, they found that the phone lines were cut. So somebody...
Yeah, somebody knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And I mean, this is 1922. So even for phone lines and stuff like that, I don't know how good they would have been back then, but... And I thought that was a little weird. But phone lines had been cut, and the police arrived, and they had no clues. The team moved to the cellar, and that's where they found her. Her remains were found under a shelf that was covered with an old door. So this person even tried to hide the body after the fact. So upon further review, they found that she had been hit in the head with a heavy object. I won't go into details because it was really gruesome. And upon her autopsy, it was determined that she had been hit in the head at least 20 times with the item. They discovered semen on her clothes and determined that the time of death was probably about 6 p.m. because she was last seen in her yard at 5:30.
So what about the other lady? Was there semen on her?
They didn't do any of that kind of info. They kind of just left it as like, well, we found this lady. Mm. Which is sad.
Yeah.
So once the body was found and the state troopers, the local sheriffs, the district attorney, and the coroner were all brought to the scene. But then the investigation was turned over to William Doyle. He actually owned and operated Doyle Detective Agency in Rochester, New York. And this was mostly due to the fact that the police crews were so small and they had to cover so much area that it was too intense to investigate the whole town. And now we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Hey everyone, we're just taking a quick break to talk about the book Crazy Is As Crazy Does, The Life of a Serial Killer by John H. Mudgett. He is an E-Lit Book Awards Silver Medal recipient for his book. It was amazing.
Kelly, he should have got a gold medal for that.
I agree.
That book was awesome.
Look, living in COVID and being in infection control, I don't have a lot of time. I looked forward to coming home every day and reading this book. And then I was even more excited as I went in through the book and I was like, oh, we covered that serial killer. We covered that one.
That book took you on so many different twists and turns that you couldn't figure out what was going to happen next. And the ending, forget about it.
When I ended, I remember you and I was like, Kim, we need to talk because you had finished the book before I did.
I couldn't put it down.
And then it was like, all right, there needs to be a sequel.
There definitely has to be one.
It would be amazing if you did a prequel and a sequel because this looks at a serial killer in his, you know, golden years.
Yeah.
So just to even find out, like, I don't know, it was so good. And I've actually reread it because I'm like, I feel like I missed some stuff. But when you were like, I finished it, I was like, damn it, I haven't finished it. But then we had a long discussion about it. It's so good. So please, you know, check it out. You know, keep watching our social media because there are going to be 4 chances to win a copy of your very own. But Kim, where can they find the book?
Well, they can find the book, Callie, at eBooks on Amazon. Or if, you know, you're old school and you want that paper book, you can get it at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
So we've had the luxury of having both because we got special signed copies and we are going to be giving away 4 signed copies ourselves. So look out for social media on how you can win your own copy. We will be releasing those over the next 4 weeks and we look forward to actually interviewing the author himself.
Once again, you can find that on eBooks on Amazon or if you're into the paperback version, you can get that at Barnes & Noble or Amazon.
Thanks, guys. All right. So, without any leads on Kimball's murder, the Batavia Daily News, which is the big newspaper out there, was offering $100, which back in that time had to be...
That was a lot of money. I mean,
yeah,
for that time.
Especially with inflation. So this was going to go to anybody that could lead to an arrest of a killer. On October 21st, Carl Mayers, who was the cousin of the dead woman, had actually been down in the cellar and he found a pointed rock in the corner. It was a hefty rock. that appeared to have had dried blood and gray hair on it.
So, okay.
This was the murder.
Pretty obvious.
Yep. They're like, so this is the murder weapon. The police and the investigators still had no idea or clues as to who, you know, and at this point they're investigating and they're talking to everybody in town. So, and nothing's turning up. So, the, once it stalled again, the County of Genesee's Board of Supervisors increased the award to $1,000.
Wow.
So in 1922, that's
a lot of money.
Yeah. So fast forward, time goes on, there's nothing, no leads or anything like that. March 11th, 1924, another crime scene was discovered. The original murders had still not been solved, and this time it was three Linden residents that were brutally murdered. Yeah.
Wow.
So those residents were Thomas and Hattie Whaley and Mabel Morse. So the husband and wife owned a home in the middle of the village, and the pair were actually most likely discovered by Mabel, but Mabel walked in at the wrong time. So she worked at a little store that her husband owned, and she had left the store to go visit the Whaleys because she would go every day and get milk. So when she didn't come back, the store employees started to get worried, so they went out looking for her. Well, that poor employee found way more than he ever bargained for.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So when he arrived to the Whaleys' home, it was on fire. Once firefighters were able to tame the blaze, the bodies had been discovered. The newspaper quickly labeled the murderer as a maniac. Well, I guess back then that was...
Maniac, serial killer. So, same difference.
Right. So they, he or she, whoever the killer was, had shot the Whaleys and bludgeoned Mabel.
Wow.
So now we have three people who are bludgeoned, and the gun is new. Because those other murders were all heavy objects.
Right.
So they, what this idiot had done was he or she dragged the bodies. They think that they were all killed in different rooms and that they were all dragged out into the front room. And they put a carpet over the pile of bodies and then they doused it in kerosene. So they thought that they were going to just cover up the crime scene.
Wow, okay.
So,
it doesn't quite work like that, but
yeah, he still got away with it.
That's true.
So that's why it's like you don't have to be mean to people. So they were all in the pile, and it was quickly determined that again they had all been dragged in. And then, as the investigators started to unpile them, they saw that the victims had all received a final blow from the handle of a pickaxe.
Wow.
So
somebody had some anger issues.
Well, that's what's interesting. So quickly the connections were being made with the Kimball's murder and now the Whaley Morse murders. So George Morse, Mabel's husband, offered $1,000 for the capture of his wife's murderer. Investigators were unable to get any fingerprints that would actually lead to any suspects due to the crime scene being burnt and all that kind of stuff. So rumors quickly developed, and some thought that the murders were linked to robbery because they would be missing their watches, they'd be missing cash and jewelry and things like that. So, okay, now maybe we have a motive. Soon the town was a freaking circus. People wanted to come and see, you know, the looky-loos and all of that stuff. And
getting in the way.
Yeah, and it's the 1920s. It's probably...
Is it the most exciting thing that's happened in the area? I mean,
pretty much.
Not really, like,
especially because it's
not a showstopper. People.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and it's way out there, so it's not. It's pretty rural. Yeah, so this was really getting on the nerves of the cops. I mean, it was creating traffic issues, and as time went on, the reward money actually went up to $8,000 in 1920s.
That's a good amount of money.
But yeah, right now, if I knew somebody that killed somebody, I'd be like, yes, $8,000? I will hand deliver them to you. So as the time passed, there were crazy people that were coming out of the woodwork, say, like, claiming that they killed them and all of that kind of stuff. So it was like the cops, I mean, felt really bad for them. But it wasn't until our Rob R. Thompson, he was a retired FBI agent, and Mark E. Safarik wanted to take a look back at these cases. So they, you know, it's just like any cold case. They want to just go over it and see, you know, do they have any things that they missed? Maybe now we have DNA. Maybe we can do something with that. So the pair determined that the most viable suspect was Andrew Michael. Michael died at the age of 77 in the Rochester Mental Institution, where he had been placed, because he wasn't the nicest of guys, and he got caught for doing other crimes. So according to the newspaper reports, Michael had been interviewed multiple times during the murders, but he was never charged. There was no physical evidence linking him to any of the crimes. But he did live right near Kimball and the Whaleys.
So he wasn't in this mental hospital at the time of the murders.
Correct. Okay. So he would work at local farms and the steel plant near the railroads. He moved out of Linden shortly after the Whaleys were murdered. Hmm. So while there's no evidence concluding that Michael is the killer, he did hold grudges against Kimball and the Whaleys. Kimball had actually turned him in for making hard cider out of his backyard.
I wouldn't have.
I would be like, hey, if you're sharing, mom's the word.
Yeah.
We'd probably make really good hard cider, actually.
It's delicious.
It is really good.
Anyway.
So he was doing this during Prohibition, and as we know, she was not a fan of alcohol. So, look, we wouldn't be friends with her.
No.
I would wave and be nice and smile.
Yeah, be nice to people. But right. We really wouldn't have much in common.
No. Oh, well.
That's okay. You can't be friends with everybody.
Right. You just gotta be polite. So, she also witnessed him beating his horse to the point where with a piece of wood that the horse's eye popped out.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. And others actually would comment on his violent streaks. So he was a person of interest in a 1923 arson case where several witnesses saw him leaving the scene shortly before the blaze was noticed.
Yeah, my money's on him.
Me too. So, and he was also overheard threatening that he was going to kill the Whaleys, Kimball, and the Morrises because they had pissed him off, and he didn't care if it took 10 to 15 years.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it wasn't exactly
a whodunit. This sounds like he did it.
Right? So, again, there's been a lot of research, and it seems to kind of point his way, but you know, it's still alleged because he's dead. We can't interview him. We don't have fingerprints or anything like that. And back in that time, police work was totally different than it is now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, that was the story of the Linden murders. And to this day, they're still technically not solved. So that is the Linden murders.
Yeah, I think Michael did it.
Me too.
Sound like he was a bitter baddie.
Yeah. Listen, if I'm making any kind of booze, just don't tattle on me. She was probably doing some shady shit, too.
Is it bad of me when I got more worked up when I heard about him beating his horse than killing people?
No, I feel that way all the time. There's a...
I just can't abide by that.
There was a show on Netflix, and it was called Don't Fuck with Cat People. And this guy did a really horrible thing and videotaped. I couldn't even watch it. I could, like even now, it's, like, making me nauseous. But he did horrible thing. And then all of these cat people, because he did it to two little kittens, they found his ass. And he's fucking in jail. So don't fuck with cat people.
No, and don't do that.
Don't be mean to animals.
Frank, when he first started working for the sheriff's department, he got called because and arrested the guy for throwing a kitten up against a van and killing it. And he arrested him. But why? I mean, really, why would you do that? They're animals.
And they didn't do anything to you. That's like, so, like, when people say that I am too into my cats or, like, I spend way too much money on them, it's like, they didn't ask to be my pets. But I'm going to take care of them the way they need to be right. taken care of.
That's how we are.
Right. They're my little
They're babies. Your children.
But As does tell people that they're her brothers. So people often think I have three children.
Listen, I tell Lauren, don't forget to say goodbye to your brothers before you go to work. But anyway. Well, that was interesting, Kelly. There were some fucked up people even back then.
I know. Sometimes I like the old cases because I'm like...
They were just more brutal sometimes than they are now. It's like, why can't people just be nice?
And there, or it could have even been like a... Well, it was likely somebody that lived there, but there was the railroad.
It could have been like a hobo.
Right.
One of those guys that carried the stick with the bag on the back of it.
And maybe that bag was the big rock.
Could be.
Oh, actually, no. He left it at the one crime scene.
Plus, there was gray hair on it, so it couldn't have been still in the...
That's true.
Okay, we're overthinking it.
All right. Until next time. Bye.
At Lowe's, we believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.